Yeah, sounds like fun. Hey! Hey! What are you doing with my laptop? Hey, dude, come on, give it back. It's gonna get soaked.
Hold on. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell, man? You wanna get hit by lightning? Come on, man, give it back to me, dude.
No, stop. Do you hear that? Do you know what that means?
Time to go back inside?
No, you moron. The storm hour is on.
Am I live on Storm Hour? Yes, that's where we talk about storming crap. And awesome stuff, like Movie Storm. Yes, Movie Storm is awesome, and if you don't have it, then go get it now. Yes, with me, I also have the wonderful, the talented Shirley Martin. Hello, Shirley.
Hello, Jake.
Hi. Yes, and, yeah, before we talk, before we have our wonderful guests on, we should just talk about our weekend, what's going on in Movie Storm right now. So how's your week been, Shirley?
My week's been, my week's been pretty good. I've been working on, the Ring of Time, getting the VOs together, and, Facebook, group and everything for everybody involved, and, I've been putting all the Movie Storm mods together. I still have about 120 left to put on my site.
Wow.
But I'm about halfway through now, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I saw it. It looks very organized, so well done.
Thank you. So how's your week been?
It's been like crap, mostly. Yeah,
right, crap.
Yeah, yes, my computer crashed, as probably most of you know by now. The computer which holds all my scripts and all of Movie Storm and all my movies and moves of editing and stuff has crashed. I have not booked the funeral yet. It's, I have to book a funeral soon, and hopefully I'll retrieve stuff. That's really sad, but, I'm doing my, the show right now on, I'm doing the show right now on, one of my other computers, so luckily, that's why we should have more than one computer.
Yep.
So if you have a podcast and your computer crashes, then use another computer to do that podcasting. On the weird side of news, my dad just came back from Las Vegas, and he brought me one of the weirdest things. He brought me a lollipop with a scorpion, with a real-life scorpion inside. Well, it's not, it's dead now, but it's really weird, and he said that the scorpion is supposed to take, like, sunflower seeds, so I'll probably let you know by next week of how that tastes, very interesting, I gotta say, for the least, and, that's basically it for news, and I also got, the beard pack, that Chris made, the, bushy beards and stuff, which is really cool. I really like it. And, if you're just really tired of all those, non-bushy beards that just, like, that looks like I have to color down, or drawn on, just use this bushy pack where, we can make a character very extreme with beards, which is very light, now we can make a person look even better and nicer, it's really cool.
And speaking of Chris's packs, he finally came out with the medieval female costumes.
Yeah. That's very cool too. I was wondering what happened to that because he said that he was going to make it a while back, and never came out with it, but now he's out with it. And so, if you're looking for medieval stuff, then you can go buy that too. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everything that Mommy's selling right now is awesome. I have most of the packs, not all, most of the mods, but not all. But from what I do have, they're all amazing, and I highly recommend them. Just take a few steps to download them into Movie Store, but it's really well worth it, as well as well worth the money. So go buy it. So if you're a Movie Stormer, need mods, or a top modder in the business is making them, yeah, that's Chris Solis, and he's working at Mommy Storm. So buy those mods.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, support Chris, and you support Movie Storm.
Yes. Yeah.
Make Chris happy, and everybody's happy. another thing we ought to talk about is the Gestures contest. They announced the winners.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I saw that. I forget who the winners are, though.
You're going to make me pronounce it, aren't you? Okay. The winner is Audition for a Killer by Loris Rizzo. Loris Rizzo.
Loris Rizzo.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
second place is Repel Men by Naughton. And third place, The Valentine Surprise by Kabishi Paul.
All right. So, congratulations to you all. And what do they win?
Oh. I'm not on that.
I don't know.
They win. The first
pride.
Place winner wins Movie Storm. And some points.
Yes.
The full version of Movie Storm.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to pay for a subscription anymore. And the rest, I believe it was Movie Storm points. I could be wrong. I am probably 95% wrong, but I was not prepared for the what they win question.
Yeah, and I was just curious, you know, so I can just, you know, come to their house and just steal all the prizes, you know.
Oh,
it's not my good.
You're getting that.
Yeah.
Box set of Movie Storm, so you can steal that. Just don't tell anybody.
Oh, and also in other news. The Morningstorm, or Chrysalis, has announced the winner of that competition, which he was holding for 7 days, of who just pretty much the guidelines for the Morningstorm competition was that you just become a fan on the Facebook page, and then you're already into the draw for to win three mods that are free. So, and the winner was KKFFOO. So, congratulations, I'm just going to call you KFO. Congratulations, KFO. And so now you're winning three free add-ons, and, you choose them wisely. So, yes, because they're all amazing stuff. And then, there was also one other thing, which was your music competition. You want to share a little bit more about that?
Oh, my music competition. Yes. Okay, well, the point of the contest is to create a story with music in Movie Storm. And not to use, you can use outside editing for splicing the pieces together, adding the music, but you're not to use outside editing for special effects, you know, no After Effects, or explosions, anything like that that's outside of Movie Storm. And I do have a few entries so far for it. Let me see if I can get to those. Primavera entered, and Andy Price, and if I don't say everybody, I'm going to get trouble, aren't I? Okay. I have people Skyping me. You didn't say I entered. let's see. Keith Lawrence entered. I still have a few more people that are working on some entries, and the deadline is April 15, 2011, so you still have plenty of time to enter. You know, you win Movie Storm points and packs from my modding store, your choice of which packs you want. So, there you go.
Yeah, and I was in the middle of making my music video until the thing crashed, so hopefully when if I get my computer fixed, then I'll get my entry in time, so that's very exciting. And
cool.
Yeah, so I have my song picked out and everything, so.
Alright.
We'll be touching. We'll all be crying. I'm just kidding.
It'll be like watching My Girl all over again.
Okay. Mm. So, yeah, so that's very exciting. And, other news in Movie Storm. If I get to it. So, see here. Alright. Lucinda McNeary made a new mod today, which was last week, which was a free animated flying dove. So if you want a dove that can fly and has, you know, animations to it, then go get that mod. She has a demo, which I can give you a link to. Put it in chat and I got one of the Hubble chat, so I'll get back in there. But yeah, so the so if you want a dove, then you know, dove is the sign of peace, you know, so if you're making a hippie movie or something, then you can do that. No, just go on to the next one now. Okay. Now here's the next one. KKFFOO just made a free wall pack. Which includes 3 stones and 3 brick walls, 3 brick wall textures, all with normal maps, and it can also be used for the floor. I'll give you the download for this. Alright, put that in. Alright, now, as you probably already know, Sherry Martin, who's also the host of the Storm Hour, just put all of Movie Storm mods onto her site. So if you like saw a mod a long time ago and you like always wanted it but then you couldn't find it again, you try to go check that site and possibly is there. So and yes, she will be and there are gonna be any more too. So if it's not there right now. So, are you going to do that or not?
I put a link in.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's see.
Oh, also, fans of film. We like Movie Storm. Quote, unquote. Fan of film. That's what they said, and so that's cool that we have fans from all the stuff. So, let me look here. Yeah, Movie Storm is being is very popular right now on the Facebook page. There are exactly 5,770 likes to the page right now. That's a lot, as you know. it's very much incredible, I have to say. And still, there's many people that are still liking the site. So, thanks all for supporting Movie Storm. That's incredible. I'm sure Matt, Chris, Dave, and others are very pleased with that as well. And that's amazing. And so, and it's also just, Morning Storm, like I mentioned before, I'm going to post the link to the Facebook page in the chat. So far,
I was going to mention, there's a new contest going on at Movie Storm. I don't know if you heard or not.
Most likely not.
The Papa G handheld props ad competition. I can read the post if you want.
Sure.
He says, ever since I made Papa G handheld props update and produced the Storm Cola brand, I've wanted to host an ad competition and seeing Squirrely's music video contest, I realized there's nothing stopping me from hosting one. So here goes. Presenting the Papa G handheld props ad competition. Create an ad using my handheld props mod. That would be Papa G's handheld props mod. The ad must not be for Papa G handheld props, but rather made with. To sell me pop, booze, weapons, and tricorders, the choice is yours, but take what you've made and make it your own. Make an ad to sell your product to the puppets and citizens of the world of Movie Stormopolis. Official rules, ad must be standard size, so exactly 15 seconds, 30 seconds, or 1 minute in length. Ad must contain at least one Papa G handheld prop. Ad should look like a real ad, so no credits. You can compare your product to a real-world product, as I care not, about copyright. Okay. Only one prize will be awarded per person, regardless of number of entries. Ad language must be clean or censored with beeps. You can use any other additional mods, content packs, external footage, etc. you want in your ad. The special prize Storm Cola entry must be the Storm Cola brand, Storm Ginger Ale, Storm Root Beer. All entries must be made by May 6, 2011. All entries must be posted in this thread up to a maximum of 3 entries per person. Judging will be done by myself, and I think creatively will be the most important factor. Creativity, sorry. Okay, the prizes. 1,500 Movie Storms plus 2 custom handheld props. Second prize, 1,000 Movie Storm points and 1 custom handheld prop. Third prize, 500 Movie Storm points and 1 custom handheld prop. So, there you go. It's an
ad.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You said that, he's the one that's judging, not you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just so people can get that clarified.
Papa G's judging. Me as in Papa G, the person that wrote the question. Me as in the person reading.
In breaking news, Shirley is now Papa G.
Shh. Don't tell anybody that. It's a secret, man. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, that's awesome. And for that, I have his mods,
and I'm sure just about everybody would like their own custom handheld prop. I'm sure there's something you want that there isn't, you know, they don't have out there.
Yes. So, that's very cool and very generous of Papa G to do that. So, make sure you look for that. And, I can see that you're in. Shirley, and,
what now?
No, you said that I was just looking on the site right now, and it says count me in.
Yeah, I'm planning on entering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Because, you know, I had a used car salesman trying to sell all his stuff in my head when I was reading that, so.
That looks cool. I also wanted to say something, which I don't know if anyone that really cares listening right now, but probably must be an online modding competition, and originally supposed to end like on February 1st, and then moved it to March 1st for the date, and It's after March 1st. It's March 11th now. Probably know. And, I'm trying to mull over if I because I still haven't gotten all, as many people as I've hoped for the competition. So I'm trying to mull over if I should either, add a few more months or if I should have just canceled it. So I thought I'll just put it, for another couple of months and see what the response is. And, so yeah, I think I have about two or three people that have entered. And so, at the show, you should see a post in here saying that I'm gonna put it, I'm gonna have a competition, end at May 1st. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And, Monk, are you there? Okay. Right after this, we'll have Cat Noir Studios, and so hopefully we'll just go into a quick break. So, take us out, Monk. And we're back, live on the Storm Hour. And, of course, we still have Sherilyn Martin with us. She has not left. And we also have Sherilyn Neal and Kate Lee, the directors of Incubus, Death in Venice, and soon to be the movie The Gift.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you guys?
Excellent. Excellent.
It's good.
Can I make one correction?
Sure.
I am not the director of The Gift.
We are not sure about that.
Okay. That's disagreement.
Air your grievance, huh?
So what have you guys been up to lately? You know, you guys, have been working on, The Gift a lot, or just, hanging out?
Yes, we are working on The Gift. We are kind of getting busy with our career and jobs and study. And so sometimes at night, it's hard to open the movie Storm again and work on it sometimes because some part of the movie is technically very challenging. But we got a great cast, and we have a lot of really good voice actors playing many, many characters, and that listening to them playing those characters really get us going. So Good Parade is playing the main character, Phil Carey. The name comes from Somerset Maugham's novel of Human Bondage. The Gift to share a little bit of a theme with that novel. And Sonia plays Emily, Good Parade's character's opposite. And Dulcy plays Marie, feels the main character's ex-wife. And Rich Grove plays Keith, the main character's boss. And Lauren Wayland from Second Life plays Alex, main character's college friend. Yes, we heard his voice for the first time in Mamo Cinema's festival last February of last year. And also in a few of Shanta's other movies, also known as Mamo Cinema. And we really liked his voice. His name is Lauren, but he's a man. he's kind of woman in Second Life.
Yeah, his avatar is a woman, and everything leads you to believe he's a woman, but... not.
Yeah, but he has really nice male voice, so we cast him.
And I noticed a couple other names as well, like Robert Benjamin and Scarlett and Taya McAllister. Where are they from as well?
Scarlett and Taya McAllister. I think we found all of them through the Voice Acting Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
We had a post we were looking for that some of the characters we couldn't fill initially, and we got a number of like submissions, and we thought they were like the best or the most interesting ones. So I don't think I've heard them in other movies yet, but definitely, yeah, they have interesting voices.
Okay, now I gotta ask you guys something.
Sure.
Your movies are really, really well made. So,
thanks.
Do you have any tips for other movie makers? You know, how do you go about when you decide, okay, we're gonna film this? What do you work on first? Do you work on the sets and the lighting, or decide on the camera angles before you go into doing it?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Kate, do you want to go? Hello? Kate, are you there?
Did she leave?
Did she leave us already?
Okay.
She's
well,
let you handle this one.
I can handle it. I just, you know, she has first claim on any questions. The process of making a movie it always starts with the script, right? I think the way we do it nowadays is Kate always comes up with ideas and she'll pitch it to me. So I'm like the producer, and we discuss. And if something both of us are like in agreement and we think it's something really excited about, we go and make it. And we generally, for machinima movies, we make it like 15 minutes or 20 minutes long. It's not something too long. Kate will then go and write her script, and that will take a while. And once she's done, then we cast, right? And then we send out the post on the casting, and then we get back we select our cast, and then we get the voices. And so we don't do any filming before we actually get the voices.
But we sometimes start building sets while we are gathering voices.
Right. And, yes, I mean, we will definitely discuss a few scenes, but we don't actually, we don't do a lot of work before we get the voices. Once we get the voices, we listen to them, and we just put them in sequence and just listen to a scene in sequence, then that really gets our creative juices going. Kate, you want to talk about that?
Yes, before starting shooting, sets are built, and we put the animations and voiceovers in and go back and forth between the camera view and directing view. And so set the camera angles and look at the movie from the camera view, and then go back to set design and the director's view and adjust things. And we go back and forth a lot from the camera view, set view, director's view, making fine adjustments in many rounds.
Okay.
Which is too bad right now that I think there is a movie storm bug that if you just go between those views often, it will crash faster. So, yeah. But it's going to be fixed in the next version, according to somebody. I don't think we fully answered Shirley's question, right? She also asked about tips.
Tips. Well, I don't know. I would say just try and just you. I guess we learn by doing. So just try as much as you would like, and sometimes giving a little bit of rest to your project is good. So shoot things and then give 1 or 2 days rest and come back and take a look and make adjustments probably. That's the best tip I can give, I guess.
And okay. the other tip you always give is just watch more movies, I think. It's
right.
Once when you take the rest from your project, go and watch some movies and you find suddenly that every movie seems to be similar to your movie in some respect, and that you can bounce ideas and just create new things by looking at other people's works.
Yeah, not only machinima movies, but real films as well.
Real films. not that machinima is not real, just...
And back in the, I think it was the Machinima Expo, could be wrong, the... Hey, you had a little segment that had lots of people. Lots of people were very inspired with it.
Thank you.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Rich Grove contacted me, and he planned a segment in which people give some kind of tutorials and advice in various aspects of machinima making, and I was invited to a panel on script writing. So yeah, it was fun. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but yeah, in the end it was a very interesting project for me.
Yeah, it was very interesting. You know, it's it helped a lot of people, including me, to know more about how to write scripts and aspects of them. So, well done on that. And here's another question that would be a good show ender, but I have a feeling that I'll forget later, so I'm going to ask it now. When can we expect the gift?
That's a really difficult question to answer. We take very long time. We feel bad for our voice actors, actually. Lauren actually contacted us a few days after he sent us his voice and then asked, is the movie out? Because he's accustomed to Second Life shooting schedule. In Second Life machinima, people get together and shoot scenes right there, and then in a few days or in a few weeks, the movie is out. But our production process is really slow. So probably this summer, I would say.
Yeah, it's slower the better for most cases, you know. But that really shows that you guys really take your time and you don't rush it at all. That's the key to a good movie. Yeah. And, what were you going to say, Sean?
I think that making machinima partly is that you don't have a deadline in general, right? And you're just making a movie because you want to make one. So you take time to satisfy yourself, right? But you're not under any other pressure unless you're trying to get into some competition or something. But generally speaking, you're just trying to satisfy yourself, and sometimes it just takes long because you can't work every day on it, right? So.
And this might also be a difficult question, but what are you guys planning to do after the gift? Like, are you going to take a break, a hiatus, or are you going to work on something else?
We are not sure at the moment. I mean, we are in the middle of working on the gift, so we are not sure. This movie is a little bit different from other movie that we have made recently. In that this is more of a pure drama that does not depend on action or mystery or thriller element. So we are a little bit concerned that this might not appeal to a lot of people because it's, yes, this is very much like in spirit of independent drama. Yeah, a little bit concerned. So who knows? We will work very hard on this. But who knows, after that, we might feel like taking some break, or we may have some exciting project might come along. So we will see. It's hard to tell right now.
Yes, it does sound really interesting, though, so I'm very interested and fascinated by what you guys are saying with Bill. Here's another weird question from the harsh man. is that, are you guys kind of ever, since you all your movies have been getting huge hypes, like Death in Venice and Incubus and even Darren, are you guys going to ever, try to make it into DVD or anything, or like selling it or anything like that? Or are you guys just going to, just have it on the internet and that's it, and as well as different festivals and stuff?
Kate?
I mean, we have our DVDs for our own pleasure, but I don't think it will sell. I don't know. Yeah, there are a few people that commercially sells their machinima movies, but right now we don't have plan to do so. Machinima right now for us is more for our own pleasure, sharing our stories with others, and yeah, it's for pleasure.
Good answer.
And by the way, if you want a DVD, just you have the .iso file, so I can maybe upload it somewhere, so you can download it, print it out.
Yeah, that'll be great. And thanks, Sean. What else? Let's see. Are you guys happy with what people have been saying with Incubus and Death in Venice and Darren? Are you guys shocked at all, or very pleased and grateful by what people are saying about your movies?
Surely.
Yeah, we're definitely I think we're surprised. I mean, Incubus, we are not sure that people enjoy it, because it wasn't just not a thriller, right? Like Death in Venice, it was more like.
But Incubus is a thriller, a little bit of mystery and a little bit of a thriller there.
Yes, but we had our concerns, right? Mm-hmm. We wasn't sure people would react. And I thought the reaction is just wonderful, right? I mean, really, really grateful, as you said. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy for you guys for getting the response that you guys need because you guys are in biggest, the top, you guys make one of the most professional movies in the TV industry, so, congratulations on that.
Thank you, and there are a lot of, others.
Shirley, you have any questions?
Let's see. Well, okay, there is one forum post that has popped up on MovieStorm, and I thought maybe I would ask your guys' opinion of it. It's about the lighting. How do you feel about the lighting in MovieStorm, the new lighting system that they have now?
What were people saying? I didn't have a chance to read through
that. Some thread. People didn't understand how to use it because it's so different from, you know, what was in 1.2.
I felt it was easier to adjust the lighting before. Now it's a little bit more difficult because you don't see exactly in what axis you are locating the light source. I feel it used to be easier to control lighting before. How about you?
Well, since I haven't played a lot with it, but as far as I have used it, it's a little confusing. I don't think that.
Yeah.
Because you have like more options now, but you don't really know exactly where the lights are coming from, and it's a bit tricky. And I don't know whether it's better. I can't say it's much better, but it's because the UI is just not. It's not really telling you exactly what's going on.
Go ahead. Shirley, do you like the new system, new interface?
The lighting system?
Yes.
It took me a while to understand it, and usually what I have to do is put strong lighting in each category that's very different so that I can understand, you know, what it's going to affect on the set. I thought it would be really nice if there was an in-depth tutorial about it, so we could all understand how to use it better.
I'm trying to think, what's difficult about it? Because from what I'm thinking of, unless I'm missing something, it doesn't seem that hard. What's difficult about it? I'm trying to think.
It's just placing the mouse on that circle for me, and then place the light exactly where you want. It's much harder than having before. You would just think about like north, south, and up and down in that dimensions, and just try to locate where you'd like the light to be, but right now it's inside circle. You have to roll the mouse until the light source is located where you want it to be, and it's harder to place it exactly where you want it to be with the newer interface, isn't it?
Yeah, about the directional, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't like to use the shadows, so it's a little more hard to figure out what. Because I don't like the shadows bouncing on the face when they're talking. It just doesn't look good to me.
Yes, that's an issue. Shadow is such a useful thing for cinematic effect. And right now, sometimes the shadows are really jaggy, so we have to turn off the shadows. We hope that would be improved soon. That would be a really great improvement.
Yeah, I agree. Because I turn them off and then you don't have the shadows for the other objects. And it'd be nice to be able to choose, even if they could just do that, choose to have the shadows on on the character turned off. So there's no light falling on a character. That's probably not going to happen.
In one of the scenes for Incubus, in the restaurant scene, I wanted Julian's shadow to be placed between Isabel and her husband for, you know, some symbolic reasons. But his shadow was jagged. So what we ended up doing was we just shot the scene with jagged shadow, and then in After Effects, we just tried to make it smoother. Only the shadow part. So yeah, so shadow is really important. And yeah, it would be great if we get really nice shadow.
And we don't recommend that method, by the way. It's a pain. Making jagged shadows, like, smoothening out, like, in post-production is not a good idea.
It took a while.
It took a while, and it's not going to look great. So.
Yeah, but that'd be one issue that would be really nice if they would take on and fix.
Sounds like it's difficult, though. Every time it comes up, seems like there's some technical issues. It's just the calculating. It's just
oh, wow. And speaking of technical issues, there went Jake.
Oh, well.
Scared him away with our technical talk.
Oh, perfect. He's coming back.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been having computer problems.
So, did you have any other questions, Jake? Is he back?
Yeah.
The new iPad from Modding Storm.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you what you thought of Modding Storm, their content.
Yeah, a lot of them looks pretty interesting, and some of them you bought. Yeah, they are great. And I'm liking the iPad, but then realize things that I didn't use before. So for example, the iPad gives you a faster saccade, so the eyes will move back and forth very quickly, so you can do that with iPad. But then I realized that we could do that with the mood, changing mood. So you can click on change mood in advance, and you can make your saccade faster. But that was underused before. Now, because of iPad, I got reminded that, oh, I could have used that too. It was underused. And the saccade gives the character a lot of emotions. It makes the actors acting much more realistic. So yeah, that's one thing I got reminded recently.
Yeah, that's what I've been using a lot, because I'm working on a comedy movie, and you know, comedy is a lot about facial expression.
Right. Oh yes, I haven't seen a few movies that won the gesture competition. And the facial expressions in these movies are really great.
Oh yeah. It's a key for those.
Yeah, I don't know if I think people are improving using MovieStorm to implement facial expression. It's not necessarily we didn't have that before, but I think the user as a group is just getting better utilizing MovieStorm.
So back to my question, since I dropped, I don't know if you answered, I don't know if you said anything like this, but what kind of mods do you want in the future from Chris, or from, you know, from MovieStorm?
Finer eye movement yet. So in iPad you can move your eyes like up and down, right, left, up, right, up, left, things like that. But I wish we could use mouse and exactly place the gaze exactly where you want it to be. That would be really great. But that might be difficult. I realized.
More facial expressions, I think. But that's, I don't know how difficult it is. But the other thing is hairs, right? We don't have
hair, more hairs. Well, different hairstyles.
Female hairstyles.
But for
we
male
really don't have
too.
A lot of choices.
Yeah, we have a lot of kind of alternative looks for like younger people, hip people, but I don't feel we have enough hairstyles for like regular working people.
Yeah, and I noticed this hairstyle that you guys have or had, which I believe was in Death in Venice, which was before, like, before the that dark pack thing with the new hair, crop hairstyle. Where did you get? When you guys get that kind of crop hair, which I think one of the characters wore. I forget who wore it. But like, where did you guys get that hair? So look,
which hair? That's in Venice.
It was like brown hair and.
Mark's hair. That is Romeo's wig. I don't think we can use that in Movistone 1.4 anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm very sad to lose that hair.
Yeah, because it was looked very cool, very original, because I never saw that hair before and I didn't know
that
really?
That was called Romeo's wig.
Yeah, you have to go back
to
Movistone version, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a hint to any Movistorm people in the office listening, you know, hint, hint, it would be nice to have. Yeah, I think they need more hair, too, and I think it would be nice to have hairstyles from different time periods in film,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are important, like the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have Victorian stuff. Well, like, Chris mostly came out with that. But it would be nice to have some, medieval, I mean. It'd be nice to have some medieval-type hairstyles. With those. I think some, buns and, like you said, some hairstyles, modern hairstyles that regular people have would be really nice. I don't know about you, but I don't spend 2 hours on my hairstyle, so.
And so, new hairstyles. Anything else you guys want to see in the future, or you think, you can't think of anything you want?
Well, I think Chris is doing a great job modding stuff.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of taking off there. Seems like he had a lot of animations just laying there. That were not part of PAX, so he can just, now he's selling them. It's really great. And he's also very responsive to people's needs, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, a big thanks to Chris for all he's doing with Movistorm. He should get recognized every week, so.
Maybe you guys can have him on the show one of those days.
I once asked him, and he said no, I believe. But yeah, so I should keep on begging until he says yes.
Yeah, he told me he doesn't have a mic, so maybe we should pull it together and send him a mic.
Yeah.
You have no excuse now.
That's the excuse I used to use long time ago to Ken and Roger, because I'm not good at talking, so I didn't want to be on radio, but now I just feel like, well, everybody knows that I can't talk, so I might as well just go and talk.
You do it very well.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
It's that time of the show where we have to say our goodbyes and our thank yous to end the show. So thanks a lot to Chat Noir Studios, aka Sherman Liu and Kate Lee. Yeah,
yes,
and
thank
block.
You.
Yes,
thank
thanks
you
a lot.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
It's an honor to have you guys on once again. So thanks a lot. And thanks to the people in our chat room, that includes Ben Tuttle, Nero's RGR, Shinnin, and Shirley.
You're welcome,
yeah.
Mike.
Thanks, Shirley. Thanks for Monk for putting up with us every week, and for us putting up with him every week. So thanks for Monk, and Also, I just want to mention this new show called The Non Adventures of Mark and Roger. A very great show, smart and witty. You should all watch it. It's King Penguin's show. You can see it now on TMU in Movie Storm. It's very well made and very funny. So, you should see that. And also, look out for the gift, which should come out possibly this summer. So, by Chattanooga Studios. So, yeah, just keep an eye out for that one. And
thank you.
So, yeah, so thanks a lot, guys. It was honor to have you guys on again. And we hope to see you around again soon.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, thank you both very much.
Thanks. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Jake.
You kept me from having to talk to Jake for now. I mean, I love you, Jake.
I love you too, Shirley. and Storm On. Kiddio, Storm On.